News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, a cool but not cold start to your Monday. And we'll get details right now with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Game's already started. We should go in now.
Should I have parked this close to the stadium?
Yeah, it's fine. No one ever hits it this far. Ooh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
All right, partly cloudy and 53. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Good morning, I'm Sean Sullivan. Let's check in with traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department there on the scene at Bellingrath Road near Old Military. An accident without injury. State troopers are Highway 43 is Salco Road. An 18-wheeler left the roadway. Unknown injuries there. Steady ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway with no other wrecks. And a nice ride northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. What is Talladega? It's the thrill of 4 wide racing, acres of campground parties, and the unforgettable memories. Get your tickets now for April 26th. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Right, 612 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. I'm Sean Sullivan. Dalton Orwig is out this morning. We'll check in again with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams around 635. Also check in with Chad Petrie live from the cruise terminal here in Mobile as the State Department has talked about cruise ships and the danger of the spread of the coronavirus. What are we doing right here at home? We'll check in with Chad here shortly. Plus coronavirus is from updates from around the world and, of course, the state, the nation, and the cruise ship. Also on the way this morning with the opening, you heard the stories with the opening of the markets. Oil prices and stocks are already in a free fall in pre-market trading as a price war, which could be good for the consumer but bad for a lot of people's jobs, opening up between the Saudis and the Russians. We'll give you more details on that coming up in just a second. And the latest update here from the coronavirus discussion, federal government response to the coronavirus remains a top focus. Here's Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says the health and safety of the American people is the top concern.
If you are an elderly person with an underlying condition, if you get infected, the risk of getting into trouble is considerable. So it's our responsibility to protect the vulnerable.
Dr. Fauci is a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. He tells CNN's State of the Union this vulnerable population also can take some steps to protect itself.
No large crowds, no long trips, and above all, don't get on a cruise ship.
U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams says, yes, age matters, but so do other health concerns when it comes to the coronavirus.
It's really
while focusing on the comorbidities, on the medical problems, heart disease, lung disease, immunocompromised folks, in addition to that combination of older age that seems to put people most at risk.
Dr. Adams also told CNN's State of the Union, individual communities can take steps to protect more people from becoming infected.
Things like, should we be canceling large gatherings? What are our telework policies? Should we be closing schools? And that's going to be different in Seattle than what it's going to be in Jackson, Mississippi.
Senator Chris Murphy agrees, but says communities cannot do this without help.
I think we need to be prepared for school closures and business closures. And we need to understand that no city is going to take those measures unless there is some assistance from the federal government.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Murphy said it's also about the right kind of federal assistance.
We're talking about industry bailouts and tax cuts. We should be talking about assistance for average Americans, and that's not a conversation that's happening.
Dr. Fauci says what is happening is that more test kits are becoming available.
About 1.1 million tests are out there now. There'll be an additional about 640,000 on, let's say, Monday, and then at least another 4 million.
On Fox News Sunday, Dr. Fauci also cautioned against placing too much emphasis on a coronavirus vaccine.
We are talking at least a year to a year and a half, at least, at best.
And for those who are concerned about getting the virus, Dr. Adams tells CNN,
you're going to see more cases. Unfortunately, you're going to see more deaths. But that doesn't mean that we should panic. It means that we should take the things that we know work for individuals to protect themselves and make sure everyone is doing those things, like washing your hands frequently, like covering your cough, like staying home if you're sick and not being around people who are sick.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
The premier boat show on the Gulf Coast is the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, March 20th through the 22nd. See more than $150 million of marine inventory on display, including 650 boats on land and 160 boats in the water. Sport fishing yachts, center consoles, bay boats, pontoons, high-performance tritunes, and personal watercraft. Plus, in-water boat training seminars from Boat US, fishing and tackle seminars, marine accessories and electronics, and kids and ladies activities. We'll see you at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, March 20th through the 22nd. It's a Southern tradition.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two men and a dog are safe after a plane crashed just moments after taking off in the Destin Airport. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says the plane crashed just after 10 Sunday morning after having some engine trouble. The FAA and NTSB are handling the investigation. Officials at Eglin Air Force Base say a contractor potentially exposed to the coronavirus tested negative for the disease, but the contractor will stay at home until another person who potentially caught the virus tests negative. According to the base's Facebook page, contractor was assigned to the 96 cyberspace test group. Florida health officials, meanwhile, continue to monitor all official information regarding the coronavirus. Okaloosa County's health department has set up a 24-hour call center to answer any questions about the virus. Fort Walton Beach city leaders are asking residents to take proper precautions to prevent respiratory illnesses like COVID-19 from spreading. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through March 31st, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
All right, 618 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. And time to check sports. Mobile Mornings Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. SEC tournament begins on Wednesday after the final regular season games were played this Saturday. Number 17 Auburn crushed Tennessee 85-63 to clinch the number 2 seed in the conference standings. Samir Dowdy made 8 three-pointers in the win, and Bruce Pearl's team now has won at least 25 regular season games 3 seasons in a row. Alabama closed out the regular season with their third loss in 4 games, falling 69-50 to Missouri. John Petty Jr. returned for the Tide after missing 2 games with an elbow injury, but only scored 1 point in 34 minutes. With less than a week until Selection Sunday, the SEC tournament begins on Wednesday with the bottom 4 teams in the conference facing off. Alabama is the 9th seed in the SEC tournament. They'll play number 8 seed Tennessee on Thursday at noon. The top 4 seeds won't play until the quarterfinals on Friday. Number 1 Kentucky will play either Alabama or Tennessee at noon. Number 2 seed Auburn will play either Texas A&M or Missouri at 6. Number 3 seed LSU will play Friday night at 8:30. Number 4 seed Mississippi State will play Friday at 2:30. Here at home, South Alabama men's team had the weekend off as they prepare for the Sun Belt Conference tournament. The Jags are the number 2 seed in the conference and won't play until Saturday in the semifinals. Jags women's team finished in the regular season with a 57-42 win over Little Rock to clinch the 6th seed in the conference tournament. They play 7th seeded Arkansas State tomorrow night. And in baseball, South Alabama beat number 10 ranked Arkansas 13-16 on Friday before falling to the Razorbacks on Saturday and Sunday. Next up, the Jags will face their third ranked SEC opponent in a row when they head to Baton Rouge to play number 20 LSU on Wednesday. The Jags softball team won 2 out of 3 against Appalachian State over the weekend. They also take on LSU next when they head to Baton Rouge tomorrow. In golf, Tyrrell Hatton finished at 4 under par to become the first English golfer to win the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Mark Leishman finished 1 shot behind in second, followed by Sungjae Im and Bryson DeChambeau. Those 4 were the only to finish the weekend over or under par, the fewest at Bay Hill since 1980. And that's Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road. Check in with Chad Petrie from News 5 coming up.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 1.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
It's all about you, you, you. It's all about you, you, you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
At 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, talking about the situation globally in the nation and right here at home with coronavirus fears out there and government responses. We've talked about recommendations from the federal government on cruise ships. What does that mean to us right here at home? We check in with my friend Chad Petrie from News 5. He is at the cruise terminal downtown with an update. Hey, Chad.
Hey there, Sean. You know, it kind of surprised me to see this announcement from the State Department advising Americans not to travel by cruise ship. And Carnival jumped on it immediately, responding in pretty quick fashion.
Now, what did they say? What's their answer to the State Department?
The answer to the State Department was that we are doing everything we can to keep passengers safe. We're increasing screenings. We're going to take temperatures before people get on the ship. We are offering incentives for people who decide to go through with their cruise. You get an onboard credit if you decide to go through with your vacation, and incentives also, or discounts for if you want to reschedule, to push it off for a later date. They say you can reschedule up to 3 days prior to sailing for a later date if you feel like that would be your best course of action.
All right, so if you're talking to somebody specifically this morning that has a trip booked out of here, as long as it's 3 days or further away, they can reschedule.
Right, right. And sometimes cruise ship companies can be kind of stringent on that. So at least that would be give you some wiggle room if you don't feel comfortable with doing this. Because we've seen in the past how easily illnesses can spread on board a cruise ship.
Sure, yeah, and but it seems like our focus so far has been on cruise ships that had some kind of, they're in the Pacific or somewhere towards Asia with those cruises, but now we're talking about, I mean, cruises out of here are going, what, to the Caribbean and Mexico, right?
Exactly, exactly, and while those areas may not necessarily be as at risk as some of the areas in the Pacific, I think the worry is generally, if you get on a cruise ship and somebody is ill, perhaps they have COVID-19 and aren't even aware of it, they're in a place where it can be easily transmissible in a tight, confined area.
All right. So once again, if you have a cruise booked out of here and you are worried about it, you need to go ahead and contact Carnival now to see if you can move that trip.
Exactly. You can do that, or you can go move forward with it if you feel confident in what Carnival is saying about their procedures for safety.
All right. Chad Petrie, we appreciate the update. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, John.
Chad Petrie for News 5 checking in live from the cruise terminal. Let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department at Bellingrath Road near Old Military. State troopers still there. Highway 43 at Salco Road, where an 8-2-wheeler left part of the roadway. For now, the Bayway, the Causeway looks great. Daphne, Spanish Fort, you haven't had any delays. Modern Limousine and Taxi in Mobile is your full-service limousine, shuttle, and taxi service. Weddings and proms are around the corner. Reserve the Ford Excursion limo that holds 20 or the luxurious Lincoln Town Car. Go to Modern TaxiAndLimo.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
All right, 627 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean Sullivan and staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way in just a couple minutes. We'll check in with him more on our forecast for the work week, and we'll talk about the weekend that was, which, by the way, big thank you to everybody who stopped by. And I mean, a lot of everybody's who stopped by the FM Talk 106.5 Guides Corner booth at the Mobile Boat Show. Had a great time visiting with y'all. Thanks for coming by. Looks like we have a new run of FM Talk 106.5 huggers. I think we gave away every hugger and like 70% of the floating keychains, and we brought a ton. So thanks for stopping by and grabbing that goodie, those goodies from the station. Good visiting with you as well. All right, coming up, Dr. Bill. We'll check in with News 5, though, next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Members of a church group from the Alabama Gulf Coast have tested negative for the coronavirus. The group from Three Circle Church has been quarantined in a Bethlehem hotel for several days, waiting on results of the test. It's unclear when the group may get to return home. The Sam's Club in Daphne is limiting how much water, toilet paper, and Clorox wipes people can buy amid growing concerns about coronavirus. A company representative says one household can buy two of each item. The limit does not apply to all Sam's stores. The State Department Department issues an advisory asking U.S. citizens to not go on cruises. They say those planning on hopping on a cruise ship should contact a cruise company and keep an eye on any information regarding the virus. The Grand Hotel in Point Clear will host a job fair from 1 to 7 on Thursday as they look for new employees ahead of the busy summer season. The resort is looking to fill a variety of positions, including servers, baristas, housekeepers, and concierge. You can find a link to apply at WKRG.com when you search Grand Hotel. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, back in studio with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. What are y'all doing right now to get ready for the season?
Contrary to popular belief, our crews are super busy. There's tons to be doing in everyone's landscape right now. We're cutting back grasses, ornamental grasses, liriope, things like that. Trimming crepe myrtles. We're applying pine straw, really kind of handling the leaves. And probably most importantly is we're putting out pre-emergent to really get ahead of weeds. If you want to keep a clean lawn and bed, for that matter, you really want to put out a pre-emergent.
Now, you've told me that in the past. A lot easier right now to put out pre-emergent than have y'all come in and deal with those weeds once they're up.
That's right. Ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure.
You've heard that before.
Yeah, I have. It's really never more important than in this scenario.
Okay, so this is the time of year somebody needs to call you for that pre-emergent or any of the other issues that can be worked on right now. Instead of calling you in April, May, you know,
right.
Do it now.
That's right. Right now would be much better.
All right, tell us how I might get in touch with you.
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
World stock markets have been having a very bad day, plunging on steeply falling oil prices and a global economy already shaky because of the coronavirus. Christine Romans is watching the markets from New York.
Adding to the global turmoil, an oil market crash. At one point, you had crude prices down 30%. We haven't seen that since 1991. Now, that will mean maybe by summer, lower gas prices for American consumers. That's good news. But for shale oil producers in the United States, it could mean bankruptcies and a lot of job losses in Texas and Oklahoma.
Wall Street stock futures down just below 5% across the boards. Afghanistan's rival leaders were each sworn in as president in separate ceremonies today, making it more difficult for the U.S. to move ahead with the Taliban peace deal. The Grand Princess cruise ship will dock at Oakland, California today. All of its passengers heading for various forms of quarantine, at least 21 on board, have tested positive for the coronavirus. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Oil has plunged more than 20%, and global stocks are plummeting as the prospect of an energy glut ratchets up turmoil across markets. Investors are responding to Saudi Arabia's decision over the weekend to cut most of its oil prices and boost output, escalating a clash with fellow producer Russia. Right now, crude down $9.25 at $32.03 a barrel. Goldman Sachs says the prognosis for the oil market is even more dire than in November 2014, when such a price war last started, as it comes to a head with a significant collapse in oil demand due to the coronavirus. Goldman cut its price forecast to $30 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are indicating a drop for the Dow Industrials of more than 1,200 points. The Wall Street Journal says AT&T is working with the Justice Department as the government considers whether to bring an antitrust case against Alphabet's Google 2 years after the telecom giant was at a standoff with the department over its acquisition of Time Warner. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product. Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film. Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage. And they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so the weekend was nice, very nice this weekend. It made, what did you give it, a 1.9 something? It was
1.91, and we did have some high clouds at times, but it was dry, and temperatures pretty close to normal. For example, yesterday the high was 67, and the normal is 67. So just keeping right up to form now as we move closer and closer to the middle of March. Today we're going to see a southeast wind, and that's going to start to bring moisture into the air. And there is a slight chance we could see a shower today, especially in the afternoon. And it'll be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy at times, but about 72, perhaps 73 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight it'll be mostly cloudy. There is a slight chance of a shower, and we'll cool into the upper 50s. And then tomorrow we'll continue to see moisture coming in from the Gulf, and the upper atmosphere will be a little more favorable tomorrow for some shower activity. So look for scattered showers tomorrow and a high of around 75 degrees. Now, after that, things improve. On Wednesday, it'll be partly cloudy, just a slight chance of a shower, high in the mid-70s. And then we're going to see high pressure over the Atlantic kind of build in over the Gulf of Mexico. And that's going to keep the showers away. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy, but warming into the upper 70s, might even make it to 80 degrees. So we're not looking for any showers for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And the next chance for some shower activity would be Sunday with scattered showers and a high in the mid-70s. So really our best chance of rain here over the next week or so would be tomorrow with some scattered showers. And after that, it dries out for several days.
That may be the longest run of dry days we've had in quite a while.
And that's even with moisture coming in from the Gulf. But the fact that high pressure is building in is, right now, looks like it's going to keep the showers out of the forecast for most of the second half of the week.
And looking at this extended forecast temperature-wise, too, this is not officially spring, but it's spring-esque.
Yes, it is. I mean, we're into it now with temperatures in the 70s all the way through next weekend. And we may even see, as I mentioned, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we could reach 80 degrees at possibly all of those days, but maybe one or two of them might reach 80.
All right, Dr. Bill. By the way, a note here. We always talk about the places you can get the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. One of the places this weekend was at the Mobile Boat Show, and they went like the proverbial hotcakes. I mean, big time. If somebody did not pick up their copy there this weekend, where can they find a copy?
Well, here in Mobile and also in the Eastern Shore at Hancock Whitney Banks, and here in Mobile at West Marine, also Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. And they also have copies out of Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply, the Autocraft Collision Center, Also in Fairhope, Billy Langford, Allstate, and over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update. We'll talk soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively right here at FM Talk 106.5. 53 now. We'll check traffic coming up next.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 1.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Good morning, everyone. For the spring of Toyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still there at Bellingrath Road and Old Military. It's an accident without injuries. State Troopers 43 in Salco Road where an 18-wheeler left the roadway. Still a nice ride northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. And no delays coming in from the eastern shore across the bayway. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Pernita Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. See them online and on Facebook. Lotus CBD, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Really? All right, okay, we'll get this story in a second. It's popped up now. Here you go. If you want to make $4,550, all you got to do is let scientists infect you with coronavirus. If you want to be a human guinea pig, we'll get to that here coming up in just a second. Also, a reminder, if you've got junk piled up, maybe even you made a New Year's resolution to get organized in your home. Let me tell you, pro tip here. The first thing you need to do is get rid of that junk. And the person that does it very quickly, that's my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They're online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. It's just that easy, too. You identify the junk, you make the appointment, which is easy. I'll tell you more about that in a second. And they show up and they quote you a price to do the work. And if you say yes, they get to work and get it done right then. Getting that junk gone. It could be junk in your home, in an attic. It could be something outside the home. It could be a storage unit. It could be a job, your shop. It could be at your office. Wherever you got junk, you want it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and make an appointment. They'll make it on an actual day, an actual time that you all agree on, and that's when they show up. It's just that easy. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right. Reminder, too, if you look outside and you say, man, it's darker than it normally is at this time. Maybe you forgot to spring forward. So if you're on that delay, and I know there'll be all those stories today that say, oh, well, people, you know what? Actually, probably not, because coronavirus stories have become so dominant here in the cycle that any area that we would normally have some story about saying, oh, well, you know what? The people have a higher incidence of heart attack, this, that, or the other, because of the time change. Those stories will be squashed with the coronavirus stories. What do you think? Usually we have those, right? Oh, you know, the uptick or something like that with daylight saving time. I dig the DST. I'm glad we're on it. I wish we'd stay on it year-round. 642, let's talk about what's happening in the markets, courtesy of coronavirus. Jessica Edinger from Westwood One with more.
Investors took a much-needed breather over the weekend after a seesaw up
and down roller coaster week on coronavirus fears on Wall Street. The Dow starts the morning after a drop of 250 points, 1% on Friday. Now, as we start this new trading week, here's a big picture check for you. The major indexes are all in the red for the year, but the S&P 500 index is still up 5% over the past 12 months. Consumers continued to stockpile food and cleaning supplies over the weekend, whatever you can find, in case they have to spend some time at home hiding from the virus. On today's watch list, earnings from RV maker Thor Industries and Vail Resorts. The nation's biggest banks start to test and deploy contingency plans. Schools continue to get ready for virtual and online learning, connecting teachers with kids at home. And you can get your free honey butter chicken biscuit for breakfast for a limited time with the Wendy's app. I'm Jessica Ettinger.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two men and a dog are safe after a plane crashed just moments after taking off in the Destin Airport. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says the plane crashed just after 10 Sunday morning after having some engine trouble. The FAA and NTSB are handling the investigation. Officials at Eglin Air Force Base say a contractor potentially exposed to the coronavirus tested negative for the disease, but the contractor will stay at home until another person who potentially caught the virus tests negative. According to the base's Facebook page, the contractor was assigned to the 96 cyberspace test group. Florida health officials, meanwhile, continue to monitor all official information regarding the coronavirus. Okaloosa County's health department has set up a 24-hour call center to answer any questions about the virus. Fort Walton Beach city leaders are asking residents to take proper precautions to prevent respiratory illnesses like COVID-19 from spreading. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
It's 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5, and time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's. Sean Sullivan, pinch hitting for Dalton this morning. The SEC tournament begins on Wednesday after the final regular season games were played on Saturday. Number 17 ranked Auburn crushed Tennessee 85-63, game you heard right here on FM Talk 106.5, to clinch the number 2 seed in conference standings. Samir Dowdy made 8 three-pointers in the win, and Bruce Pearl's team now has won at least 25 regular season games 3 seasons in a row. Alabama closed out the regular season with their third loss in 4 games, falling 69-50 against Missouri. John Petty returned for the Tide after missing 2 games with an elbow injury, but only scored 1 point in 34 minutes of play. With less than a week until Selection Saturday, the SEC tournament begins on Wednesday with the bottom 4 teams in the conference facing off. Alabama's the 9th seed in the SEC tournament, so they'll play number 8 seed Tennessee on Thursday at noon. Top 4 seeds won't play until the quarterfinals on Friday, and number 1 Kentucky will play either Alabama or Tennessee at noon. All right, number 2 seed Auburn will play either Texas A&M or Missouri. That'll happen at 6. Number 3 seed LSU will play on Friday night at 8:30. Number 4 seed Mississippi State will play 2:30 Friday afternoon. All right, here at home, South Alabama men's team had the weekend off as they prepare for the Sun Belt Conference tournament. The Jags are the number 2 seed in the conference and won't play until Saturday in the semifinals. Jags women's team finished their regular season out with a 57-42 win over Little Rock to clinch the 6th seed in the conference tournament. They play 7th seeded Arkansas State tomorrow night. In baseball, South Alabama beat number 10-ranked Arkansas 13-6 on Friday before falling to the Razorbacks on Saturday and Sunday. Next up, the Jags will face their 3rd-ranked SEC opponent in a row when they head to Baton Rouge to play number 20 LSU on Wednesday. Jags softball team won 2 out of 3 against Appalachian State over the weekend. They will also take on LSU next when they head to Baton Rouge tomorrow. And in golf, Tyrrell Hatton finished 4 under par to become the first English golfer to win the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Mark Leishman finished 1 shot behind in 2nd, followed by Sung Jae-im and Bryson DeChambeau. Those 4 were the only to finish the week under par, the fewest at Bay Hill since 1980. And in NASCAR, Joey Logano won his 2nd race of the season after holding off Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch in overtime at the FanShield 500 in Phoenix. Logano even overcame a penalty on lap 130 for an uncontrolled tire on pit road. There were 20 lead changes in NASCAR's 1st race under the new short track rules package that was created to make the race more exciting. Next up, the series head to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Quick Trip 500. And that's Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
55 degrees now at FM Talk 106.5. And you say, coronavirus? I'm not scared of any coronavirus. I'll take that and keep on trucking. Okay, well, there's some physicians out there that would like to pay you money to do that. I'll tell you how you can make over $4,000 by getting infected with coronavirus. That's coming up. First, let's check the weather. Here's Doc.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
An acoustic evening with Jay Cohen, down to the Tiki Tonk Tour. Along with you. Saturday, March 15th, the Mobile Sanger Theater. With special guest Larry Fleet. Get up close and personal with Jay Cohen live. Tickets on sale now at the Sanger Theater box office and Ticketmaster.com. Jay Cohen, down to the Tiki Tonk Tour.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Good morning, everyone, for the CanesForyYourKids.com Traffic Center. Still working at older accident to Bellingrath Road and Old Military and State Troopers. Still there. Highway 43 and Salco Road. They got an 18-wheeler that ran off the road. It's going to be there a while. So far, it looks great across the Bayway. We've got school buses traveling again, but nothing out of the ordinary so far. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Toyota Camry lease for just $189 a month for 36 months. 4488 due at signing, model number 2532. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Oh, it's not officially here on the calendar, but it sure is in Dr. Bill's forecast. Spring has sprung. 70s all week long, even pushing 80 by later in the week. More details from Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just a few minutes. 55 degrees now at our studio. And here you go. All right, so it's as they're trying to, I guess, work on the vaccine, trying to figure out how to get some sort of agent to push back against coronavirus, British company called, I'm going to try this, Hvivo, I think it's H-V-I-V-O. Not ever heard it pronounced. Hvivo, something like that. Hvivo seems more British, right? It's a company that studies viruses, is one of the many groups working like crazy to find a vaccine or a cure for COVID-19. Coronavirus, novel coronavirus, call it what you want. They need people to study here for this virus. So, they're paying up, y'all. They're looking for volunteers who intentionally will be infected by the virus, and they will pay you $4,550. Now, here's the thing. You got to go to London, because they have you live in their lab in London for 2 weeks, and they'll pay your food and board and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, somebody pay for your regular daily living, and you put almost $5,000 in your pocket, right? Oh, and also they'll infect you with a milder strain of coronavirus. Now, two young, healthy people usually handle the virus okay. So young folks, we've seen that. We'll talk about that more on today's show. 96% of the people who get the coronavirus survive, by the way. I think that number is actually higher. They're saying 96. I thought it was 98%. But they're saying, if you want this, you can come get the coronavirus. They can study you. They'll pay for your food and board for 2 weeks and pay you $4,550. You go to the website. Get this. This is real, so I checked it. Before I said it, I clicked it and checked it. FluCamp.com. 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 Now, out of all the camps that are out there, you know, for families and for children, flu camp is not one I don't think is very popular. That's why they probably have to pay you to come to this one. But flucamp.com if you want to get the coronavirus. Hey, one of the issues with coronavirus is State Department over the weekend, of course, talking about people shouldn't travel on cruise ships. So what's the reaction here been? Well, we've got the Carnival Cruise Line out of here. They're saying that they're doing more testing of folks, like with temperature and stuff as they come on. And they are giving you, though, the option to reschedule your cruise. You have to give, I think, 3 days notice and reschedule your cruise. Or if you decide to go, they're offering incentives for you to go. We'll talk to Chad Petrie from News 5 coming up next hour. More details on that. He is live at the cruise terminal. We'll check in with him. Also, yes, over the weekend, I saw there's a story up at WKRG and probably all the TV websites. I got, most importantly, this news from my sister-in-law, who is my news authority over the weekend, and she's pretty good. She said she was at Sam's, and Sam's was limiting the amount of toilet paper that could be purchased. And not only that, sister-in-law, it looks like water, toilet paper, and Clorox wipes have now been limited to 2 per household at Sam's Club. News 5 here spoke to Sam's Club representative, and they said they want to ensure there are enough items for all customers, as due to the recent uprise of coronavirus, many have come to location to stock up on certain supplies. Now, toilet paper and Kleenex and all that kind of stuff, is that something that's really affected by that. Now, I get it, the Clorox wipe thing. I get the rest of it. I don't really get. Why would you stock up on water, by the way? Is coronavirus going to crush our access to water supply? Is malls going to shut down because of this? All right, check the news. Dr. Bill's coming up next.